the best Oren News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem on Thursday linked the seizure of an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela to the Trump administration's counter-drug efforts in Latin America.
It was a successful operation directed by the president to ensure that we're pushing back on a regime that is systematically covering and flooding our country with deadly drugs and killing our next generation of Americans.
The use of U.S. forces to seize a merchant ship was a sharp escalation in the administration's pressure campaign on the Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, who's been charged with narco-terrorism in the United States. Meanwhile, Nobel Peace Prize laureate Marina Corina Machado has made her first public appearance today, waving to an emotional crowd of supporters from a hotel balcony in Oslo. Correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has appeared in public for the first time in 11 months.
In this hour, I assure you that I am very hopeful.
Machado is the recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize and was expected to make the award ceremony yesterday in Oslo, but couldn't make it on time. Machado says the U.S. helped her get out of Venezuela.
They would have done everything to prevent me from coming. They did not know where I was in hiding in Venezuela, so it was hard for them to stop me. It was rude.
Machado says decisive action by the U.S., including the seizure of an oil tanker, have left the government of President Nicolas Maduro at its weakest point. I'm Ed Donahue.
Gilmar Abrego Garcia has been released from an immigration detention center in Pennsylvania following an order from a federal judge issued Thursday that, according to his attorney's office, this is SRN News. A bizarre culture clash is planned for the World Cup.
The quadrennial soccer tournament will take place all across North America next year, including in Seattle. FIFA, the governing body of the sport, has designated that game as its pride match, celebrating the LGBT agenda. But the teams scheduled to play are Iran and Egypt, two nations where homosexuality is illegal. Observers are pointing to the absurdity of the situation, but it's no laughing matter to Iran and Egypt, both of whom are protesting the pride match. Michael Harrington reporting.
Abortion will be on the ballot in a couple of states in 2026. Nevada's government will ask residents to approve an amendment that would enshrine abortion in the Constitution for the second time as required by state law. The same measure passed in 2024 with about 64% of the vote. Virginians will likely see a similar ballot initiative. This is SRN News. AI held back gains on Wall Street.
Stocks set more records on Wall Street, even as a sell-off for Oracle and worries about a possible bubble in AI technology weighed on the market. The S&P 500 edged up 0.2% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 646 points. That's about 1.3%. The Dow and the S&P both set all-time highs. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. Gains for Eli Lilly, banks, and smaller stocks helped offset a steep drop for Oracle. The tech giant fell about 11% after announcing big spending plans on AI that surprised analysts. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Disney's investing $1 billion in OpenAI to bring characters like Mickey Mouse and Luke Skywalker to the AI company's Sora video tool. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.